This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
The eclipse is at hand.
There will be another eclipse.
It's called an eclipse.
Totally eclipse.
Like an eclipse.
Show them we're more than just a town that's still afraid of eclipses.
And here you are, Mr. Total Eclipse.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It is Monday, April 8th, and yes, the eclipse is happening today.
I'm so excited.
Literally 10 of the stories in show prep today involve some sort of angle on the eclipse.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean,
it's a big deal, right, Coriel?
Good thing we don't have to really use any of that because we already knew it was coming.
You also are
very... know all there is to know about it.
Well prepared for this eclipse, aren't you?
Well, we are. We've all talked about it.
You got your glasses?
No, I have to get them today.
So she is not prepared.
Not completely prepared.
I'm prepared in the way that I know how to be prepared, but I just didn't actually execute.
I'm prepared to be off the road during the eclipse because it's going to probably cause quite a few car accidents.
People will be looking up at the sky.
Don't be looky-looing while you're in, like, driving or operating a vehicle.
Yeah, let's pull off somewhere and make sure you're ready to go for that. Good morning, Nick. How was softball this weekend?
It was good. It was windy. Holy cow. I know it was here, too, but it was, man, I'll tell you what. Kearney,
you still played in that?
Oh, yeah. It was tough, but it was fun. Kearney is not short on wind, I will tell you that. That place is, man, Western Nebraska's crazy.
Bonkers. Well, good. I'm glad you at least got a game.
Central Nebraska, Nick.
No, Lincoln
Husker
is Central
Nick always,
Nebraska.
He always says Kearney's Central Nebraska.
Oh, that's right. It's not really.
Or Western Nebraska.
Yes. Once you get to Seward, you're pretty much in the Wild West.
I like the logic.
Yeah. Okay. It's
Saturday night was pretty nuts at the drive-in.
Yes, this is for people who don't know or don't follow Coriel on social media. She decided she was going to, they were going to do a drive-in movie, and it just happens to be during the middle of the massive storm. They were showing a double feature at the, what was it, the Quasar drive-in?
Yeah, Quasar.
Nice.
Wizard of Oz and Twister.
Yeah, we just went for Twister.
What good timing for Twister, though.
I know.
Right.
And then Quasar even said on their Facebook page, because people were, I guess, inquiring, but they were like, you know, hey, something about inclement weather plus this movie, people like to come out for this stuff, kind of like a double whammy. I will tell you, it felt like an immersive experience, because there was a moment where the pickup is being spun around between those two, like, sister water tornadoes. Do you remember that whole scene? Mm-hmm. There's, like, the cows and stuff. Well, all the twisters are, like, turning the pickup around.
Yeah.
And then that was after, like, the storm had quit. The rain had stopped. It was, like, perfect timing. The wind had died down. But then pretty much that moment, the wind had kicked back up again.
Nice.
So we're sitting in there eating our snacks and stuff. And I'm like, I'm all burritoed up in a literal burrito blanket from Wendy's. Yeah. And my SUV starts rocking like a you-know-what. And I know that sounds the way that it sounds, but it wasn't anything super extracurricular. It was just the wind.
Oh, it wasn't boom boom time?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it felt like I should have paid extra for such an immersive experience.
Right, truly.
But it was brutal. The wind was so fast. Everyone experienced that. Obviously, the wind was so fast with the rain, though. When you're in it, it felt like you were getting shot with, like, airsoft guns.
Oh,
really?
It hurt.
That's wild.
It was...
I'm glad it hit while we were already in Dan Terrible. Shea with Ben Rector and Haley Witters at the CHI. We came out
nice.
And like, oh, it's a little cooler outside. Oh, the ground is wet. Cool.
So yeah, driving in it was not fun.
I bet not.
I thought about pulling over once. I almost did.
But you enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, it was good. It was great. Okay. Can't wait to go back out to Quasar.
Okay, so hey, if you had a great weekend or a weird weekend, we're here for you to get this week started off right.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We will bring the weird with today's Neighborhood Watch. Craig needs your assistance on a wild thing happening in his neighborhood. We've got your solar eclipse prep. We've got what you shouldn't share with your family. The nitty gritty's on the way next.
Jelly Roll dominated at the CMT Music Awards. Morgan Wallen arrested. And the Turnpike Troubadours give back.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. The CMT Music Awards went down last night. Performances were rocking. Kelsey Ballerini did a great job hosting for a fourth time, by the way, and apparently her last time. This was her first job doing it solo, though. She held up really well. Lost count after like 8 outfit changes, though. She kind of pulled a Carrie Underwood in that way. I think she's always kind of known for outfit changes.
Fashionista.
Yes. Also, halfway through the show, Jelly Roll gave out free hugs to the crowd. So
nice.
That just kind of sums things up. But then he went on to win all 3 awards he was up for. So he was nominated for 3, took home 3. He took home the big one of the year, Video of the Year, as well as Male Video of the Year and CMT Performance of the Year with his smash hit Need a Favor. Female Video, though, went to Lainey Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine. The real highlight of the night, though, was the Keith tributes, Toby Keith tributes. Brooks and Dunn sang Should Have Been a Cowboy. Sammy Hagar sang I Love This Bar. Lainey Wilson saying, How Do You Like Me Now? And Roger Clemens ended it with a Red Solo Club Cup toast, which is so cute.
I actually have that if you would like to hear
sure.
it.
All right, real quick, get them up. Repeat after me. Everybody at home, raise your fist if you don't have a solo cup. Let Toby hear you. Repeat after me. Whiskey for my men. And beer for my horses. Let's go.
Very sweet moment. Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, it's just kind of, it's just cool to see them come together.
Nice thing, yeah, for all of that. Yeah.
And kind of continue those tributes for Toby Keith throughout. Also, Jelly Roll and his wife Bunny XO were on a private jet headed to Austin for the award show, and they were forced to make an emergency landing.
Mm.
Obviously, everyone made it to Austin safely, but that's super scary.
No kidding.
Turnpike Troubadours and Red Shahan raised $175,000 for the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund at a benefit concert on March 28th. $175,000.
Wow. Way to go.
Yep. It'll help recovery efforts for the farmers and ranchers affected by the Smokehouse Creek fire that started in February. And in case you didn't know, it was a record-breaking fire that took over 2 weeks to contain, burned over 1 million acres. And then it's not only spread in the northeastern part of that panhandle, but also burn into areas of Oklahoma also, which is Turnpike Troubadour's home state. Mm-hmm. So very cool for them. And last but not least, probably the biggest thing you'll wake up to today, country music singer Morgan Wallen, you might know the name, was arrested overnight in Nashville after he allegedly threw a chair from the rooftop of Eric Church's Chiefs bar.
Wow.
He was booked into jail early this morning, released around 3:30 a.m. local time for Tennessee time, whatever. Davidson County Sheriff's Office records reflect that. So he was arrested. The charges include disorderly conduct and reckless endangerment. Remember, too, though, that the Chiefs bar is 6 stories high.
Yeah, so off the 6th.
Yes, and people, a local news channel, people recounted the chair landing like not even 3 feet in front of them.
Wow.
That like could kill somebody.
That's scary.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, man. Truly. So I know it's like, oh, crazy, get crazy and weird. But like a chair zooming down 6 stories.
Yeah,
is a big deal.
To a bystander, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, ha-ha-ha, party boy, but also someone could have been very, very hurt.
Yes.
So, who knows what'll come from this? I don't know what the deal is. We'll keep you posted. But he was arrested for the debauchery last night. That's an integrity from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9. I've been waiting
on some good news. So much good happened this weekend. What would be yours today, Coryell?
To be honest with you, we're going to go into it a little more later on, but my good thing today is the eclipse, and I know that we've talked about it quite a bit, and we will dive into it a little bit more because it's happening later on this afternoon. I personally am super excited because the idea that I could see the eclipse in the path of totality, 2017, that in and of itself was just insane to me. I don't know why. I thought that was something that you would never, ever get a chance to even remotely see again. So I am happy that it's coming around another time. I guess I just never really, I never really wrapped my brain around the fact that just because you aren't in the path of totality doesn't mean that you don't see
it. Some of it, yeah.
Because, like, everybody sees the sun.
Yeah, it does.
So to have that opportunity, like damn near again, because it's like 83 or 85 or something percent maximum obscurity that we'll get here. But and then the fact that it'll happen to some extent again in 2044, and then after that, not sure when.
Right.
I'm just super pumped because when I was a little girl, I think it was the movie The Mummy, and I might be saying the movie wrong, but I know that I watched a movie where there was an eclipse in it, and I truly thought that that was just like something made up or something that you would never, ever, ever get to see in your lifetime.
Right.
And I was kind of obsessed with it. So that might be kind of the way, that's part of the reason why I am the way that I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I'm super excited. And then just to feel, as hippy dippy as it is, just to feel that kind of like energy change and then the weird things that happen in those those brief periods of time when it's like moving, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I'm just pumped. So just a friendly reminder to make sure to get your eclipse glasses. I have not done that yet. So you do have to have special glasses. You can't just wear sunglasses.
I sent it directly to you on Instagram. I might post it on the Kix page too. There's somebody did a actual like predicted graphic of what it would look like, how shaded each state would be.
Oh, cool.
Over that period. It's a very, very cool map that somebody did.
Okay, yeah.
To show you that thing. So I'll have to put it up on the Kix.
But I'm excited.
Yeah. I know you are. It's exciting for you.
Is it going to be cloudy today? Or is it?
No.
Sunny.
Beautiful.
We got lucky. Yeah, we got lucky.
Cool. My good thing is tonight I got a doubleheader with ABA, the team I'm coaching, and we're playing another new team called the Raptors, and super excited because we get to get the kids out, and we have a very nice day to be able to go play some baseball, which we've had rainouts and being too cold and Lord knows what else is going on. And then our first tournaments this weekend, and I was just mentioning to you guys, it's going to be in the 80s. Oh, my God. What a fun weekend.
That'll feel so good.
Yeah. I've got a couple for you. First, a friend of ours who used to work here at 10-11, Nathan Brennan, did a very cool thing and proposed to former Husker softball player Carly Sievers at the softball game. She thought she was throwing out the first pitch, and when they were showing something on the screen, he got down on one knee and proposed to her right there
Bowling Stadium,
which is very, very cool. So congrats goes out to Nathan and Carly. We got to meet a very, very cool kid by the name of Colton at our pre-party for the Dan and Shay show at DJ's Dugout. Colton is now cancer-free. He had a chance to have Dan and Shay come and sing to him when he was at St. Jude going through his cancer treatment. So shout-out to Colton and his
aunt. Shout-out, Colton!
Who said, hey, there's a really cool kid in the crowd. You should say hi to him. And so we made sure to say hello to Colton. He's an awesome kid.
Yeah,
we wish him the best.
So lucky to be able to meet him. My goodness.
And luckily, he'll be playing hockey here, which is his favorite sport.
Awesome.
Coming up very soon. And then also I had a chance to go and be a part of the Husker Coaches Clinic for football, and like 800 coaches from across this great state and from other states all the way out to Hawaii, whether it was high school, college. We brought about a dozen coaches from Lincoln Youth Football to come and learn more about how to be a great coach. And just thank you to Matt Rule. I could sit and listen to Tony White and Terrence Knight and talk defense all day long and never get tired of it. So it was a really cool event. And if you get a chance to, a bunch of clinics coming up for players, but also next year for the coaches. If you're a coach, you need to get there because it's a lot of fun and everybody, you're going to learn a lot of things, which is awesome. So there you go. Just a few good things to get your day going off right.
We're just getting drunk. Secrets.
So we told some secrets that on Friday, one of which is something about sharing your clothing with family. And I actually had a bunch of different people ask me about this, Coryell, and said, you know what? It's not as weird as it comes across that Jackson was wearing his father's underpants.
What?
Like, I had multiple people say, like, no, that's perfectly fine because it's family member.
Yeah.
Or it's somebody close to them. So if as long as they were washed, then it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Others might disagree, but, you know, we wanted to know.
Yeah.
What you're willing to share with your family.
Yeah. What you should or shouldn't share. Like, what's kind of crossing the line?
Ethan says, both of my parents are on Facebook, so I'm not saying anything. I plead the fifth. Did they put you all up to this for the last dang time?
Love it.
I didn't eat the leftover pizza in the fridge on July 17th, 2013.
Oh, man. Struck a chord there.
Yeah, apparently.
Penny says, finances.
That's a good... Yeah, Doritos was a common...
That you shouldn't share
as well.
Doritos with
your family.
Don't share your Doritos with your family.
Well, on the... food realm, Jessica says edible cookie dough. I guess that's like a hoard to yourself type of thing.
I like it.
Devin says anything going on in my life.
Especially, I mean, with your parents. And Teresa says, my kids were around 25 and started telling me about their high school and college stories. I was flabbergasted and then told them it was way too early. There are things you just don't tell your parents.
That's
until
true.
Like later on in life.
Or never.
Or never. Yeah, don't talk about it. Just something you don't talk about. It.
Jake Benson and Shelby Johnson both say toothbrush, but Jake also threw in underwear and Shelby threw in deodorant.
Okay.
Yeah, are you weirded out by sharing deodorant with people?
No, if they've taken a shower, I'm okay with it.
What about you, Husker Nick?
I guess I've never thought about it. Like, I've never done that before, I don't believe, that I could think of off the top of my head, but probably not. I don't think it'd be a big deal.
Katie on Facebook, KX969, I'm going to delicately put this.
Okay.
Oh,
so, Katie said, a friend of mine was telling her grandma about an unwanted picture she had received.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Paint that picture in your brain.
Okay.
Grandma says, well, let me see. So my friend showed her.
No.
And she said, I about died. But grandma said she hadn't seen such a picture, really, in about 30 years. So then I thought, oh, this isn't bad at all. If it gave grandma a happy dream, then it was worth oversharing.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
You know, a pretty picture.
Give grandma a
she showed
a
her
happy
a pretty picture.
Yeah.
That you didn't really ask for, but you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, grandma wanted to see. So
give
I guess.
Grandma
I guess
thrill,
this
I guess,
is yeah. The family that doesn't mind
a
oversharing.
Well, you can share what you shouldn't share with your family on Facebook with us, KX969.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Some lucky person in Oregon became a billionaire yesterday.
Wow.
It's the first Powerball of the year, the eighth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history, $1.3 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
The lucky winner will have the option of taking an immediate payout of $621 million or $1.3 billion over 30 years.
Three.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
Yeah, they did it with a victory of 87-75 over the Iowa Hawkeyes, completing their undefeated season. Iowa at one point had a double-digit lead and finished the first quarter up 27-20, but then South Carolina just kept chipping away at that lead. And at halftime, South Carolina was up at 3, and they never held back. They just kept on going. And Caitlin Clark finished scoring 30 points in the losing effort for Iowa. And now the Gamecocks have 3 championships for Don Staley, one of the best coaches out there.
Wow.
For the first time since 2017, 2 number one seeds will be facing off the NCAA men's basketball tournament final tonight. The 9th time since 1982 that's happened. We'll find out who it is. UConn versus Purdue, tip-off set for 8:20 with action on TBS.
Also, According to Lincoln police, officers observed an Audi SUV driving east on Vine Street between 16th and Antelope Valley Parkway, breaking multiple traffic laws just after 12:45 a.m. Was that Thursday? Thursday night into Friday morning, technically. So officers conducted a traffic stop and the investigation determined Husker volleyball player 19-year-old Harper Murray was suspected of driving under the influence. A breath test registered her BAC at 0.169, more than 2 times the legal limit in the state. Murray was also found in the possession of a fake ID. She also did not comply with multiple officers' directives during the investigation, according to LPD. Murray was cited and released for first offense DUI, careless driving, minor in possession, possession of a fake ID, and obstructing a peace officer.
One!
Yeah, Eclipse Day is here. For some, it'll just be a Monday. But for Coriel, it's Eclipse Day.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Coriel.
That doesn't just mean watching Eclipse, the Twilight movie. That means it's yes. actually happening above us.
Will you actually watch the movie Eclipse with the eclipse?
Sure.
There's somebody that actually figured out the...
drive an eclipse, watch the eclipse.
The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, how to time it out exactly with your area.
We did that with the song you just played.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
At the Haymarket Park, that one
year. Oh, the viewing that a few 2017 years back. Well, the path of totality for the eclipse will cover some major cities and millions of people. Not all of them will get a chance to see the event due to the weather. Around here, we will. At least our... What is it, like 83%?
So we have sunny, clear skies today, maximum obscurity of 83%, and that maximum obscurity will reach Lincoln at 1:53 p.m. The whole thing lasts about 2.5 hours, from partial time to it passing all the way through.
And there's a great graph, if you'd like to see it, on the Kix Instagram account that shows you exactly where you're at, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
For the light to the dark to the light again during the eclipse. It's going to be, momentous. Again, don't forget to get the glasses. Don't look directly at it unless you've got the glasses, right?
True, yes.
That's right.
Make sure you got yourself covered up. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. What it's like to live next to a wild animal. And no, we're not talking about Coryell.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Good morning, Craig.
Need help.
Okay. So is it in your house or your neighbor's house or what's going on?
So my neighbor has an illegal animal in their house. They have a skunk, a pet skunk.
Wait
what?
A second.
What? That's so cool.
Oh, my God, Coryell. No, it's not.
Yes.
Is it cool? Because here's my quandary. Do I turn them in? It hasn't hurt me or it's a skunk. My kids go over there sometimes and... These people are really old, and my son was the one who told me about the skunk, and you can kind of smell it when they have their windows open, like the skunk in there being a skunk. No.
They have a wild animal.
Are you sure they're not just smoking a ton of pot?
Yeah.
No.
Did Willie Nelson live next door? Or?
They're like flower children from the 60s, and they're like just... Yeah. That's what that smell is.
They're like, it's our pet skunk.
No, they're pretty cool, but I don't think that's the case.
That is so crazy.
I mean, that is definitely illegal. You can't have a skunk as a pet in your house.
Well, but hold on. How do you not know that they don't have the permits or whatever? Because you can have rehabilitation permits, and they're really easy to get.
You can?
Yeah.
But I don't think a skunk?
I don't think a skunk is allowed to be in a house.
Sure.
Wow.
I don't think you could keep a skunk as a pet. I think it's one of the marked off animals.
Yeah, I mean you can't keep it. Yes, like it's Fido or something. But you can technically, in a way, have it as a pet if you are rehabilitating it.
I don't think that's the case here. I think they just have a pet skunk.
I struggle with wanting that animal, but only if they have those permits.
Right.
I think you need to find out.
Growing up when I lived in Cook, I remember a friend of mine, he essentially had pet foxes, and there was a prairie dog, but it wasn't a prairie dog. It's one of those, basically.
Okay.
But they had them as pets, essentially, but they weren't in the house. They just, they did the thing where they fed them. I mean, they did stuff that you weren't really supposed to do. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it was okay to do that, but it was cool to go over there because you could just touch the, they're foxes and I have people that have raccoons and stuff.
Pretty sure a friend out.
Yeah, but foxes don't stink like skunks.
That's
right,
true.
Yeah, no. Right, no. Yeah. They just have mange.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but if they had foxes, I would be honestly less concerned about it. I don't want my kids. I don't want to have to bathe my kids in
tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's terrible. All right, well, hey, Craig, we will take it to our people and see what advice they have for you. So listen to the show, and we'll put it up on social media as well on our pages and see what people think you can do about this or what you should do about it, all right?
Sounds good.
Coming
next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
All right, what can Craig do or should Craig do about the wild animal living next door to him?
Neighborhood Watch. You can tell us on X and Instagram, KZKX99. Facebook, of course, too, KX969. This pet skunk deal, should he call in the neighbors for it? Should he ignore it? Should he just ban the kids, banish them from ever attending that house?
Are you someone who's had a wild animal and know what he can and can't do? You can let us know again on socials to be a part of Neighborhood Watch.
What the hell? It's a cougar in the car.
Oh, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there.
Yeah, we're talking about wild animals and having them as pets. It was Craig who reached out to us because he's pretty sure his neighbors have a pet skunk, and he's pretty sure it's illegal. He knows his kids go over there sometimes and doesn't want them to get stinky or hurt. He's worried about the safety of the quote-unquote owners because they're rather old, and it is a wild animal that they have possession of.
Yeah.
So we want to know from you, what should Craig do or could Craig do about said skunk?
Well, Nicole posted a screenshot, which I kind of looked up too, and I think, I'm assuming they just Googled, can you own a skunk in Nebraska? Because it brings up a search that says, no person shall keep the following in captivity in Nebraska, nor will a permit be issued. Wolf and skunk are listed. And that looks like it may have been from the outdoornebraska.gov website, so that seems to be pretty credible. Other things you search are a little interesting as far as, like, maybe you can if you have, like, certain permits. Beyond that, though, Ethan on Facebook, KX969, also commented. They said, you can get the scent sacs removed from a skunk so that it can't spray anyone. Most vets will do it when the skunk is young, though. Mitch claims you can have them as pets. Most people do have the stink sack removed. They're just like cats. I believe you have to have an exotic pet permit, just like you can have raccoons and pets. They both require a permit, though. I have had friends that have had both as pets.
Remember back when Blake and Miranda were together, Blake Shelton and Miranda Leonard, they had like 4 raccoons.
Yeah.
Really?
They were their pets.
Yeah, Oklahoma, though.
I tried. That's true.
You never know what's going to happen down in Oklahoma.
That's a point you just made there, Husker Nick. Mm-hmm. I tried to become a like a rehabilitation person for squirrels.
Like a foster parent for squirrels?
Because I found a squirrel that had, like, fallen out of a nest or something, and I just was attached, and his little, like, one of his little leggies didn't move, so I called him Lieutenant Dan. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's insensitive, but I thought it was a funny name. And so I called him Lieutenant Dan, and then I was so attached to him. I tried to get my wildlife permit or whatever, but then it just seemed like the task was a lot, and I was really busy, so I had to meet some lady, like Central Lincoln, who did have her permit. I walked in to give her the squirrel, and there were all these cages. There were really big, tall cages everywhere. I'm like,
wow.
I was one step away from that, folks.
From being that person.
Not saying that's a bad thing at all. Like, I was saying.
You just let Lieutenant
get my life. Could have had a whole different trajectory.
Yeah, you could. What do you think?
I think you should quit being a Karen and quit worrying about it. Is what I think.
It's none of his business, right?
That's right. It's life is too short. Why are you worrying about what other people do?
It's just a squirrel. Hi, Kix.
Okay. He'd go get an ice cream cone, and it would run down his arm and eat the ice cream with him.
Oh, my.
My heart.
That's fantastic. You're speaking Coriel's language right there.
That's funny.
It was a grandpa, I think, that was the one who
Something like that.
Had a pet squirrel and would go get ice cream with him.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hi, Kix. What do you think?
What happens if that animal attacks? I mean, dogs, they're completely friendly, and some of them all of a sudden attack, and they're not a wild animal. Definitely turn them in.
Okay.
Ooh.
It seems most people are kind of pro the people having the skunk.
They're fine with it. Mind your business. Yeah, it's a very common.
That seems to be the general consensus.
Yeah, they're all right.
And if it's been de-skunked, then it's fine.
Well, yeah, if your kids came back, Craig, if your kids came back without stinking more than they already stink, then maybe they did have it, like, de-sacked, I guess is maybe the word. I don't know. That sounds like a weird word.
And maybe we were right, and the neighbors don't have a skunk that has the ability to spray anybody, but like they just stink because of weed.
Maybe.
Own a skunk and smoke a ton of pot.
There you go. JP's bundling both.
Nice.
That's what it kind of feels like.
It kind of feels like a pet that you would have, though, if you are pulling a Willie Nelson.
If you do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to have a weird pet.
My mom's a vet tech, retired now, but when we lived on a farm and we rehabilitated a mallard duck named Ducky. who screwed up its wing, and it lived in our bathroom and in the pool for about 2 weeks or so.
That's cute.
And then my dad collects everything. He had an old toilet that was just sitting out on the farm, and a little barn owl got stuck in it, and so we rehabilitated a barn owl.
Oh!
Just a few of the animals that we've taken care of. But again, we live outside the city.
Yeah.
So
I saw a video recently of someone who had 3D printed a beak for a duck that was on its property. Something happened to the duck's beak, and it was like deformed.
Wow.
And it was having a hard time eating. It was getting really scrawny, and maybe it was attacked or something, but the duck would have definitely died. So they 3D printed the top part of a beak, and I don't know how they affixed it. It must have just been glue or something, and then
wild.
The duck kept showing back up, kind of like, hey.
Hey, thanks for the
beak. Thanks for, like, saving my life.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how cool is that?
That is cool.
Let us know what you think Craig should do about it, or just let it be on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. If you want us to step in with something going on in your neighborhood, reach out too. Should be singing along later.
I'm going to be screaming this song. I love this song so much. Eclipse or not.
Yep, solar eclipse happens today. We're getting 83% totality. What time, Coriel?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I want to say it's like 3 here, o'clock, right?
Never mind.
Like
hold on. She's good. There's nothing I can say. All right, now she can talk to us about the science.
Yeah. How dare you
interrupt Bonnie Tyler and you singing along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so 83% totality is what we should see around this part. And it should be total obscurity, or sorry, not totality. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. 83% of obscurity, and the maximum 83% should hit Lincoln at 1:53 p.m.
Okay. So be careful out there. There apparently is a history of car crashes that happened during this. So at about 1:53 p.m., we should all make sure we're off the road.
Well, the partial solar eclipse, like, it all kind of starts at 12:38 technically. So
if
you want to see, you want to see it, you know, start to finish. If you get to see it through, my boy, 12:38 is when it starts, and then 1:53 is maximum obscurity, and then it was back to normal by 3:08. The whole event lasts 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So actually, probably want to be off the road between like 12:30 and 3, essentially.
So basically, take the rest of the afternoon off.
I just think you should.
I
think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think most people probably
that's
would.
What you should do.
All
that's
right,
what people should do.
That's the gavel. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting. Everybody's just going to take off.
Do you hear that, boss man, boss lady? Your employees are going to leave, and they're going to say it's because Husker Nick, JP, and Coriel gave them permission to.
We can do up a letter really quick.
Yeah,
we gave them the okay.
We
say goes.
Don't you know it?
Yeah, they know.
NASA did break it out and said, hey, if you want to play Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon along with the total solar eclipse, they have the exact spot in which it's going to hit your location, but also at what point in the album you should start it. Like if you're listening to it on Spotify.
Right.
Okay.
Like it says you'll want
to
start the album.
You can drag it to like however many times in or like 40 minutes in.
41 minutes and 53 seconds before the start of the eclipse. And so that way, for example, if you're in the Eastern time zone, you want to start at like 2:32 p.m., and the eclipse is expected to start at like 3:14. So with the song matching up with the eclipse itself, that's how you want to do it.
That's how you do.
Did you see that Snapple got in on it too?
Did they?
They introduced a new flavor called Elements Sun to celebrate this whole thing.
Okay.
And the drink, it's like orange, pear, and carrot juice concentrates along with all these fruits and other flavors and stuff. I can't even pronounce half of them. But it's it's meant to reflect the sun's hue. And they've organized like a solar speakeasy pop-up in New York City during this whole thing. So it's like an immersive eclipse experience while you sip on this new beverage.
New beverage.
Really?
Yeah, Snapple's really going in for it.
I'm glad you brought up the food thing because Burger King has buy one, get one Whoppers. Chili's has free apps. And Pizza Hut has a $12 pizza deal called Total Eclipse of the Hut.
Oh, there you go. Nice job.
Good job,
man.
Pizza
way to go,
Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Good job,
so
Pizza Hut.
If you're looking
Hut.
For ways to celebrate. And then, like, if you're wondering, I mean, I found out that, like, a lot of kids are not going to get recess today because they're worried about
the eclipse. I just saw that from
the eclipse.
LPS. Yeah.
And Can we rewind to that Pizza Hut thing real quick?
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
If I was that guy's boss in that meeting, and he was like, what do we think about doing a free pizza called Total Eclipse of the Hut? I'd be like, what do we think about giving you a huge raise?
Yes. Everybody's standing ovation.
Yeah, and we're just like,
back.
Brilliant marketing.
Girl. And you know it's like some new worker or like some intern that's just higher than a satellite.
Yeah, 100%.
And they're like, what? All right.
However you want to celebrate the solar eclipse, be safe. Wear your special glasses so you don't burn your eyeballs. Yeah, Corey.
Thank you for reminding me about that. I did just see earlier, if you ordered glasses from Amazon, there have been an influx of like low-quality ones and like scammy ones.
Okay.
I guess whatever ones you may have ordered from Amazon, you should get a notification if they're on the recall. But there's a huge batch that was just recalled. If anywhere on those glasses say ISO 12312-1.
Wow. Okay. Really broke it down
they're not
us.
Safe to use.
Okay.
Okay. All just right. FYI. So just, I don't know. If you got them from Amazon, make sure you just double check.
Full total solar eclipse coverage from us.
Yes.
As you get ready for the big event later.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Time to get you out of town. We are starting a new game today where you have a chance to win your trip. It's called Choose Your Trip. And thanks to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Omaha and Lincoln, we want to get you out of town. So be listening weekdays between 8 and 6 to catch the winning words. You'll then go to our website at kzkx.com. Put those words in. And again, the more words you have, the better. Right, Coriel?
Yes. And, right. You know, so you can pick like a major city in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? And this includes airfare and like hotel accommodations. There's VIP experiences too, fine dining, shopping, other like unique one-offs and stuff. The whole value of this is like $10,000.
Holy cow.
So like, let's just make sure you understand this is a trip. Like this is going to be awesome. So we want to make sure that you're paying attention because obviously, hopefully, you'll pick one of us to go along with you. No, I'm just kidding.
Could we be the tag along? That's part of the caveat.
A luxury getaway
rules.
For two? Yeah. We'll be your travel buddy. Yeah.
You have to take JP Coriel and Husker Nick along with you on said trip. So every hour, you're going to be listening for this.
Howdy, folks. This is your captain.
Fly away for free with Kix 96.9. You can choose your trip. Just enter the winning word now at kzkx.com, and you could be jetting off on a VIP trip to the destination of your choice.
And then we give you a word to put onto the website, like vacation.
Is that the first word?
That's the first word.
Whoa.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation.
So put the word vacation into our website at kzkx.com. We'll have a new word every hour through 5 o'clock. So catch them all. Got to catch them all. Multiple chances for you to get in for the big Choose Your Trip.
Yeah, you can choose to go somewhere with a beach. You can choose to go somewhere with the mountains. You can go somewhere where you can lose all your money while you're there if you want.
Like
there
Vegas.
somewhere where the pizza is really good. You know, whatever. It's major U.S. cities are up for grabs here for your Choose Your Trip vacation.
Okay. So if you want to get in for Choose Your Trip, your first word is vacation. Get to our website at kzkx.com. Enter in for your chance to win.
What the hell? It's a cougar in the car.
Oh, there's a cougar in the car. I put it in there.
Yeah, you probably can't have a cougar as a pet.
No.
And this stems from this
morning. Absolutely not. Yeah,
this morning's Neighborhood Watch where Craig's neighbor has a skunk.
Hold on. Can I back up real fast, though?
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
You can technically have a cougar if you want a cougar.
Oh. That's
I mean,
right.
My boyfriend is 4 years younger than I am.
So you're his cougar.
I don't want to say I'm a pet, though.
You
can't have a pet cougar, but you can have a cougar.
You have a voice like a cougar, too.
If you're lucky enough to have a cougar that will have you.
You do have that like kind of raspy, like, hey, buddy, how's it going? Would you like to buy a girl a drink? Cougar
Thanks,
voice.
JP. Thank
you. You brought it up. So But yeah, it was funny. We were talking about that with Craig and Neighborhood Watch, and then it came to me again that I had a duck, a mallard duck, and a barn owl that lived with my family for a while because my mom was a vet tech for so many years. We lived on a farm, and Ducky, the mallard duck, hurt its wing, and it lived in our bathroom for quite some time.
Okay.
And just swam in the tub. Mom would check on the wing every once in a while. And then one day we came home from school and Ducky's flying around the bathroom. So we're like, okay, I think it's time for Ducky to go back into the wild.
Wow.
And so we took him out to the Pioneers Park and let him join the other mallards. And they
rehabbed some wildlife.
Yeah, we did with a barn owl and a bad wing and a barn owl too. So yeah, it's just kind of how it works when you grow up on a farm.
I had so many freaking pets growing up.
Yeah.
Anything and everything you could possibly think of. Like every rodent you can think of except for a ferret.
You never did go the ferret route, huh?
No.
I mean, I knew you had rats.
Yeah, I mean, even into my adult life, and yeah. I'm thinking about getting more, honestly, but pet rats are so cute. They're so nice and smart. Anyways, but rats, hamsters, guinea pigs.
Gerbils.
I'm thinking gerbils, yes.
Fish.
I had fish. I had hermit crabs.
Wow.
I had parakeets, I'm pretty sure is what they were. I had bunnies. No, I had rabbits. Sorry. Obviously, dogs, cats, sort of a horse.
Oh, yeah. We had horses because we grew up on
a farm. I kind of like shared it with cousins, but...
shared it with cousins.
Oh, man. That's I had lizards. I had green anoles, I think is how you say them. And then like a gecko at one point. Yeah.
Our neighbor that butts up to our backyard, they have a bit, one of those Great Pyrenees dogs, but they also have a bird in a cage, and they'll put the bird outside every once in a while. And the bird and the dog will just kind of chatter at each other and hang out. They're best buds.
Yeah. That's cute.
In the neighborhood.
I want a micro squirrel. They look like...
A micro squirrel?
Yeah, they're tiny. They're just like tiny little squirrels. They kind of look like sugar gliders, except for micro squirrels. I get sugar gliders, I think you can't technically own in the U.S.
Oh,
but micro squirrels,
Brian,
you can.
My buddy Brian had a whole bunch of sugar gliders.
Well, I think there might be like a certain permit or something you can get. Or some people just get them, you know, off the record anyways. Because I had a friend growing up who had a sugar glider, too. Her name is Francesca.
Francesca.
But anywho, so yeah, strange animals as pets. Growing up too, like I said, I had mentioned earlier today, but I had friends who had like quote unquote pet foxes, possums, raccoons, you know, things that were just show up on the farm. They like adopted in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of became a part of the family.
Yeah. And also we totally understand there are reasons why you shouldn't, you know, try to make these animals pets and why you shouldn't feed them and what you shouldn't feed that we understand. We're not condoning it. We're not saying go mess up, I don't know, the environment here or like the
ecosystem
for these animals. But sometimes you know, growing up, that's just, I had a friend who had pet foxes. I mean, it just happens.
It just happens that way.
Yeah, it happens that way sometimes. So your strange pets. We'd like to know about them on the morning show page, KX Mornings. What do you think is the oddest pet you've ever owned?
Okay.
Or maybe you've encountered? Tell us. And then you can, we want to know details though. Like, what was her name? If you do know that information, what was her name? All that good stuff. The morning show page, KX Mornings.
A couple big things. First of all, we have Choose Your Trip, which has gotten underway.
What's
so,
the word this hour?
Travel is your word for this hour. So get the word travel into our website at kzkx.com. Add the word vacation, by the way, the last hour. So just kind of
both of those. You're keeping tabs.
Now. Yeah, just kind of helping you out there with that. And then we also have one of our favorite events now. This will be the second year in a row. It's going to be another favorite event. It's Country Drive Music Fest.
Country Drive Music Fest at Country Drive Golf Course, which is just outside of Ashland. And this year, there's a new component to it. They will be adding Color Guard, I believe. And they're going to hopefully have you there
showcasing your talents. It's Red, White, and You.
I get it.
A national anthem singing contest. So this won't actually fully launch until next week when we'll take those submissions, but we wanted to get you started ahead of time a little bit. Yep. We wanted you to know about it. So starting next week, we will be looking for your submissions. Anyone in the area that wants to sing the national anthem. It's a 13 years or older contest. So yes, it could be your kid in middle slash high school, 13 years or older. And it could be a local band, like artist. Like you could already be a local artist, or maybe Very you cool. just got good pipes on you and you want to sing the national anthem. We'll be collecting those submissions starting next week. Country Drive will have the final say for finalists. You'll be able to vote and stuff. It's like a whole thing. So they'll be looking for three different performers.
For all three days.
June 20th through 22nd, each day a different person. So basically, you got to be 13 years or older. You need to be tentatively, I think I said too many T's there, whatever.
it's okay.
Available between June 20th and 22nd. Obviously can work on your schedules to figure out which day works best for which person. But yeah, that starts next week, Red, White, and You. So make sure you look for more details and you pass along the word.
Absolutely. Be a part of that. We'll have more details coming up on socials as well. So you can get in and join us for Country Drive Music Fest with Trace Atkins, Justin Moore, Cooper Allen, Matt Stella, and a bunch more. The details at KZKX.com. Have a great rest of your day. We'll get more words for your chance to choose your trip. And then we'll be back tomorrow with Denim or Dumbum. JP makes his guest to get you the best seats in the house for the PBR at the PBA and more. Have a great day.